and smile and say, it's just an old worn out Jeep, rusty old floorboards, hot on my feet. A young girl, two hands on the wheel, I can't replace the way it made me feel. And he'd say, turn it left and steer it right, straighten up girl, now you're doing just fine. Just a little valley by the river where we'd ride, but I was high on a mountain when daddy let me drive. Daddy let me drive. Oh, he let me drive. She's just an old plywood boat with a 75 Johnson electric choke.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Pope Francis still battling pneumonia at a Rome hospital in critical condition, but the Vatican says he is no longer in an acute respiratory crisis and that he's being treated for a mild kidney complication common in pneumonia cases. At the Basilica of St. Francis in Assisi, pilgrims who traveled from Chicago have been praying for him. Monday marks 3 years since Russia's invasion of Ukraine, President Trump pressuring Ukraine to sign a deal to give half of its mineral, mining, oil, and gas profits to the U.S., but in return it gets no security guarantees. Ukrainian President Zelensky says for every dollar the U.S. has provided, Mr. Trump wants $2 back, a 100% profit. Though Germany's far-right party has made a surprisingly strong second-place showing in the parliamentary elections, the Conservative Party has come out on top. It is pro-NATO and pro-Ukraine. This is ABC News. The sister-in-law of Israeli hostage Eitan Horn is urging the government to negotiate the release of all the remaining Hamas-held captives in Gaza. Talks in the second phase have yet to begin and are likely to be harder, experts say.
We hope and need and pray and beg to continue this dynamic of releasing more and more and more hostages.
Hamas agreed to release four bodies next week in the final exchange of the first phase. In her first major appearance since losing the presidential election, Kamala Harris delivering remarks in California at the NAACP Civil Rights Organization's annual awards ceremony on BET. Accepting the group's chairman award, the former VP made references to both President Trump and Elon Musk.
This chapter will be written not simply by whoever occupies the Oval Office, nor by the wealthiest among us.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
If you've been waiting to hear Macy's winter clearance, now's the time. Get everything you've been eyeing all season long at prices that are worth the wait. How good? Think 40 to 70% off coats, sweaters, boots, and more. Plus, come in and get an extra 20% off all your clearance purchases. That's up to 75% off. So if you've been waiting to treat yourself to something cute and cozy, hurry into Macy's tomorrow, because you're not the only one ready to score amazing winter deals. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Business taxes. Was stressing about all the time and all the money you spent on your taxes.
This is my bill?
Now Business Taxes is a TurboTax small business expert who does your taxes for you and offers year-round advice at no additional cost, so you can keep more money in your business. Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Get an expert now on TurboTax.com/business. Only available with TurboTax Live Full Service.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. A bill extending Medicaid coverage to new moms for a full year after the birth of a child is advancing in the Wisconsin legislature. The measure passed in the Senate last session, but it failed to advance in the Assembly, where Speaker Robin Voss remains opposed to what he characterized as an expansion of welfare. Some language in Governor Tony Evers' budget angers the Republican Governors Association. The Journal Sentinel reports Evers' spending plan recognizes same-sex marriage by replacing terms wife, mother, father, and husband with gender-neutral language like spouse and person. And the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection seeks high school juniors to serve on its Ag Youth Council. Members will meet virtually once a month to listen to presentations, engage in discussions, and connect with professionals in the ag industry. There's more information at the DATCAP website. Ted Ahlen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Here in Wisconsin, our farms grow more than crops. They grow communities. As a Wisconsin Farm Bureau member, I see how Farm Bureau supports the local economy by advocating for policies that keep farms thriving. When farms succeed, our communities stay strong. Farm Bureau is working for farmers, families, and the future of Wisconsin. Become a member today.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
All business owners want the same thing, to make their business succeed. At Rural Mutual, they help that happen. As the third largest writer of commercial business in Wisconsin, they take the time to learn your business so they can properly protect you. Call your local agent today or visit ruralmutual.com.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
At Advent Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one field. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So let your hearts overflow. Let your spirits dare to hope. And let the sun shine through. May you always live in wonder, wondering at this life. And never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at adventhealth.com/human spirit.
Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours, check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Gold Unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
Hey, nice job, Pete. I like those clean lines. Fellas, do we have anyone that can get to Greenport today?
At Corey's Landscaping, the staffing plan is in the weeds.
Anthony, we need that leaf blower over here.
Three more new customer requests just came in.
Who wants to work some overtime?
He needs to dig up quality landscapers and fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny, highs near 50 degrees. Cloudy tonight, 30. Mostly sunny and highs in the mid-40s on Tuesday. Tuesday night, we'll see some rain with lows around 33. For Wednesday, chance of rain, then mostly cloudy and a high near 45. On Thursday, mostly sunny, 44. And another shot of rain Friday, but highs near 50.
It's 43 at our studios.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Baby, since you left me, there's somebody new. She thinks I'm perfect, I swear. She likes my body, my class, and my charm. She says I've got a confident air. She respects my ambition, thinks I'm talented too. But she's in love with an image time is bound to see through. Oh, you know me better than that. You know the me that gets lazy and fat. How moody I can be, all my insecurities. You've seen me lose all my charm. Better than that. rings and picking out rings. But you know me better than that. You know the me that gets lazy and fat. How moody I can be, all my insecurities. You've seen me lose all my charm. Oh, but you know me better than that.
Once I thought that love was something I could never do. Never knew that I could feel this much. But this yearning in the deep part of my heart for you is more than a reaction to your touch. It's a perfect passion, and I can't get enough. The way you look, the way you laugh, the way you love with all you have. There ain't nothing about you that don't do something for me. And don't do something for me. In my life I've been hammered by some heavy blows that never knocked me off my feet. All you gotta do is smile at me.
One big country star after another. Real Country, 1430.
All right, boy. This is her favorite song, you know that, right? So if we play it good and loud, she might get up and dance again. Oh, she put her beard down. Here she comes, here she comes. Left, 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 right, left. Hustlers shooting eight ball, throwing darts at the wall, feeling damn near 10 feet tall. Here she comes, Lord help us all. OTW's girlfriend done slapped him out his chair. Poor old boy, it ain't his fault. It's so hard not to stare at that honky-tonk, but donkey-donk. Keeping perfect rhythm, make you wanna swing along. my mouth, slap your grandma. There ought to be a law, get the sheriff on the phone. Lord have mercy, how she even get them bridges on that honky-tonk, but don't you don't.
Oh, son.
Now, honey, you can't blame her for what her mama gave her. It ain't right to hate her for working that money maker. Banjo's down at 2, but we're hanging out till 3. We'd hate to see her go, but love to watch her leave. With that honky-tonk, but don't be done. Now, keeping perfect rhythm make you wanna swing along. Got it going on like Donkey Kong. And ooh-wee, shut my mouth, slap your grandma. There ought to be a law, get the sheriff on the phone. Lord have mercy, how'd she even get them britches on? With that honky-tonk, but don't be done.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Trace Atkins, Honky Tonk Badonka Donk here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Monday morning, temperatures in the 20s this morning. Even a few low 30s across the region. Could see 50 today. We have our ag weather forecast coming up this hour. Also coming up this hour, we'll have Sarah Dorkamp in with Cirrus Dairy Management, talking a little bit about the dairy markets. That's coming up in our Newsmaker segment. Later on today, it's the last full week of the month. That means with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, we're spotlighting another dairy farm family. And this month, we are at Ofdahl Dairy with Brad and Kristen Ofdahl. And so we'll be featuring their farm all this week with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
This is Dairy Radio Now. Milky Monday.
Deb Krasowski, StoneX Dairy Group broker in Chicago. Dave, there wasn't a lot for the dairy markets to feed on in the shortened President's Day week last week. Most CME markets were down except for butter.
Yeah, this is the time of year we typically see slower demand or quieter demand for products like cheese, for example, and really non-fat and really butter. I mean, all of the above. But I think the cheese market around this $1.85, $1.90 price range, I think, is stable. I don't, you know, if we come down a couple pennies here, go up a couple pennies, I don't think that changes the dynamic right now. Block cheddar, fresh block cheddar, is relatively tight for this time of year. The 10-year price average for February block cheese is about $1.70, and we're, you know, we're in the high 180s as of this recording. So the market probably has already represented that tightness to the world at the moment. But if you look at butter around the $2.40 mark, it's kind of choppy around here. The global prices for fat butter, you know, well over $3, $3.30 as of GDT auction last Tuesday. But the different types of butter. So we make 80% fat here in the U.S. The world wants 82% fat butter. That's the most glaring difference, but there are other differences as well. So the reality of it is we've got plenty of cream here in the U.S., but we've got a big price discount to the world. And so maybe we can move a little bit more butter abroad at this time. But by and large, I think mostly stable markets here mid-February.
Well, let me ask you this. How about the Trump tariff tit for tat? Is that a sword of Damocles that is hanging over the markets?
It is. It's this anvil that we've got March 1st, and people are worried about it. My take on it is don't fight against the tape. You know what they say, don't argue with the tape. And the tape is this whole thing almost blew up a couple weeks ago, and you had both Mexico and Canada come to the table inside of 72 hours and try to make a deal. And so I think the direction that things are moving is a positive one with our relations. I don't think that March 1st is going to be some massive tariff problem that we have to deal with. I think they're going to get this thing taken care of. And you know, there may be some other tariff talk. There's a bunch of different tariff, reciprocal tariffs now are in the news, and they're talking about that. So there's a number of different things going on. But as far as the tariffs that we talked about at the beginning of February that could come on March 1st, I don't think it's going to happen.
Thank you, Dave. Dave Krasowski, StoneX Dairy Group broker in Chicago.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for Feedworks USA. Today, we're with an old friend, Haley McCluskey, of She Likes Milk. What is She Likes Milk about, Haley?
She Likes Milk is an online brand and business that I've built. I'm solely online through social media channels and my website, and it's a platform to celebrate the dairy cow and all that she brings to our kitchens and our everyday lives for those involved in agriculture and for those not.
You really had this dream over several years.
Yes, and actually, my blog sat unpublished for probably a year, so it took a lot of belief in myself and confidence in myself, confidence in my faith, confidence that this is the right path that I'm supposed to take, and I've been proven every step of the way that this is what I should be doing.
There's a young person in the sound of her voice, be they a young man or young lady. What do you want to say to them?
Follow your heart. Honestly, your gut intuition is never wrong. Pray on it, think on it, and get as much experience as you can in every type of area. Knowing what you don't want to do is just as valuable as knowing what you want to do. And what really matters along the way is the people that you run into. Find good mentors, allow them to mentor you, and learn from them.
Let's talk a little bit about the nuts and bolts of She Likes Milk.
If you think about watching the NFL, there's advertisement space on the commercials. That's a ticket for people to market what product they have. I work mostly with food products. And I have an audience, much like how the NFL has an audience. Not quite the same numbers, but they're up there. I have an audience of just over 300,000 people across all platforms. So food products and food companies want to market to my audience, that they trust me and trust my advice. So I am creative on behalf of these large food brands and can incorporate their products in ways and also share the dairy story through these large food brand platforms.
The people listening to this will love to hear that. Give us a couple specific examples, if you could, please.
Yeah, so I actually joined a talent agency, and they handle all of my contracts, all of my negotiations. They have my networking with all of these large brands like Hellman's Mayonnaise, Heinz, and Kraft. These are all brands that I've done partnerships with. They'll approach me with a campaign. I use my creative ideas and always involve dairy in these recipes and inspire people to create these things at home.
That's just a fantastic story. Any parting comments you want to make?
Keep enjoying dairy. Keep following your heart and doing what you love, and you really can't fail if you're doing something that you really enjoy.
Haley McCluskey with She Likes Milk. I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for Feedworks USA.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle
with ultra titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway, because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time.
For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
military veterans, and active duty service members. You could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. GI Bill, SkillBridge, and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, early this morning it dawned on me the kind of man she needed me to be. She made a list and laid it there beside me on the bed. Now what I should have done keeps running through my head. Oh, I should have done this and I should have done that. I should have been that and she'd never left. I should have been hanging on every word she ever had to say. But it's a little too late, she's a little too gone. She's a little too right, I'm a little too wrong. Now would be a good time to change, but it's a little too late. Last night I came home at a quarter till three, and to my surprise she wasn't mad at me. I thought she'd finally realize not to worry, I'd be home. And then I realized this morning she was gone. Oh, I should have done this and I should have done that. I should have been that and she'd never left. I should have been hanging on every word she ever had to say. But it's a little too late, she's a little too gone. She's a little too right, I'm a little too wrong. Now would be a good time to change, but it's a little too late. But it's a little too late, she's a little too gone. She's a little too right, I'm a little too wrong. Now would be a good time to change, but it's a little too late. Right now would be the time to change, but it's a little too late.
Talk of the town. I'm telling all the world I've got a see. Oh, the way she touches me, way down deep in my soul. Something's got a hold and it won't let go. Oh, if I stumble, if I fall, she's waiting right there to catch me. Oh, she's a miracle, a miracle. She's a miracle, a sight to see. Oh, the way she touches me.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Exile and She's a Miracle here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Monday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins, 39 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and Friday. Early this morning in the milk markets, March milk up 6, or down 6 rather, to 19 even. April up 2 to 1873, May up 7 to 1892. June up 9 at 1836. Cheese markets Friday, barrels up 1.5 to 180, 40-pound blocks steady at 190. 2 trade a barrel on the day. Cash butter down 3/4 to 241.5. 5 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 1 to 124. 1 trade. Dry weigh steady at 54.5. No trades on the day. Meanwhile, cattle markets are called mixed today. Hogs are called higher. The cattle markets did not want to do too much ahead of the cattle on feed report Friday. Futures had little reason to move higher based on the cash cattle trade. Hog futures also diverged as traders were concerned over near-term demand, but were friendly with later contracts. Again, limited price movement in cattle futures Friday ahead of that cattle on feed report. Now, the cash cattle had traded $4 lower in the south and $5 lower in the north. The cattle on feed report, though, was neutral to slightly bullish. That could provide some support to the markets here today, but much of that could already be factored into the market. February live cattle opens the day at 197.82, April 193.95, June 190.32. March feeder cattle open at 267.95, April 267.55, May 265.92. April hogs open at 87.67, May 91.95, June at 100.62. Chicago Board of Trade this morning. Corn, soybeans, and wheat are all moving mostly lower. Improving South American weather conditions for their harvest continues to pressure the markets as the grain markets are carrying over Friday's weakness, led by wheat markets rapidly removing risk premium from prices as mild conditions return to the Midwest following last week's cold spell. Corn and soybean markets are also opening up the weeks against chart support, but are also being pressured by improving conditions in Argentina, as well as ongoing soybean harvest pressure from central Brazil. This morning, March corn down 5.25 to 486, May down 4.75 to 5.25, July down 4.5 to 505, new crop down 3.5 to 471.5. March, May, and July beans all down 4.75. March at 10.34 3/4. May 10.52 1/2. July 10.68 1/4. New crop down 5 to 10.54 3/4. March soybean meal down $1.30 to $2.93.50. March soybean oil down 44 cents to $46.37. Chicago wheat, March and May both down 10.25. March at 5.79 3/4. May 5.93 3/4. Minneapolis wheat, March down 10.75 to 6.21. May down 10.25 to 6.36 1/4. Energy markets this morning, April crude oil down 5 cents to 70.35. May down 4 cents to 70.18. March and April gas steady, March at 2.02. April 2.26. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, The Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 441, March 441, April 450, new crop 415. Cash beans 955, March 960, April 977, new crop at 970. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 444 and a quarter, March 449 and a quarter, April 463, and new crop 425. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 464, April 467, new crop 426. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 436, new crop 425. Cash beans 959, new crop 984. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 441, new crop 425. Cash beans 954, new crop 970. At Red Wing Grains, March corn 464, April 474, May 476, new crop 436, March beans at 994, April 1009, May 1011, new crop 1001. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound at cash in March corn 436, new crop 418, cash beans 963, March 967, new crop 987. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 195 to 219, Holstein fed cattle 175 to 191, market cows 118 to 143, bulls 133 to 172, calves 300 to 990, beef steers 150 to 370, Holstein steers 132 to 225. Sheep markets, market lambs 290 and down, ewes and rams 130 and down, goat markets, does 140 and down, bucks 195 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
You've been looking for love all around the world. Baby, don't you know? Settling down could be. this country, girls still free. Why not me? Why not me? Baby, why not me?
Up and reset that sun. Reverse these wheels, go back and re-pick you up. Went by so fast, oh so sweet. Make me wanna remake a memory. Wish I had me a time machine. Talk George Strait into giving us an encore. Re-spin you around, replay that sound of you laughing when we hit the ground. I can see it now. How about we
put the moon back up in the sky? Put a cold back into that sweet red wine. Put your midnight hair back up so you can let it. Your skin, I'll kiss your lips, then kiss them again. So good, so right. This is one night I'm wishing I could rewind.
Ryan Winnikens keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Just one night won't do.
what I used to do. Don't miss nothing since I found you. Don't miss nothing since I found you. Since I found you, honey, I found love. You're the only one that I'm dreaming of. I don't miss doing what I used to do. Don't miss nothing since I found you. Don't miss nothing since I found you. Since I found you, honey, I found love. You're the only one that I'm dreaming of. I don't miss doing what I used to do.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins, and joining us this morning, Sarah Dornland. She is a dairy economist with Ceres Dairy Risk Management. And Sarah was doing a presentation here at the AMPI annual meeting. And, well, of course, if she's a dairy economist, we're going to talk about the dairy economy. And Sarah, thanks for joining us this morning. Well, for I know with the milk markets, it's always with the supply, and it seems like 1% increase or 1% decrease in milk supply or milk production, it always seems to be the thing that really makes the markets go crazy. Am I correct on that?
Yeah, that sounds about right. It doesn't take a lot to make our markets vacillate quite a bit. A little bit of a shift, like last year, having highly pathogenic avian influenza, or HPAI, tightened our supply up just enough so that it raised prices for a time. Having a limited heifer and cow inventory reduces our supply. It can keep things rather tight. The flip side of that is also demand, right? That's the second part of our equation. If our supply is tight and our demand relaxes, we can accommodate things a little bit better. Last year, we kind of had a combination of the two, tighter supply, greater demand, and that resulted in several months of higher prices.
So as we look ahead to 2025, I know there's on both sides of this equation, there's a lot of stuff happening. So I guess let's first talk about the demand side. Obviously, there's the potential for tariffs, which could then mean potentially retaliatory tariffs, especially with Canada and Mexico, two of our bigger dairy partners, I think our biggest dairy partners. Is that something that is one of those unknowns that, as a dairy economist, you're kind of like trying to figure out what could happen?
Yeah, I think people have been preparing for that since the result of our presidential election. That was something that President Trump had campaigned on. And certainly he makes good on a lot of his campaign promises. We saw what happened back in 2018. Similarly, steel and aluminum tariffs resulted in retaliatory tariffs on our dairy products. So that created some challenges in direct payments to farms in order to somewhat right the ship. So certainly folks have been gearing up. That's actually been really good for our trade data so far. We're moving a lot more product because folks don't want to be out of U.S. products during these times. Similarly, European cheese, wine, butter is coming in order to avoid similar retaliatory tariffs. So right now, I think we're getting the benefit of it. The concern is either A, we do get tariffs and things slow down, or B, we don't get tariffs and everybody's bought ahead and things slow down. So it creates quite a bit of uncertainty. I think there's a lot of question about the overall economies in these countries and if we push them a little bit too far, or ours, or our own consumers slow down on buying. So I guess I would say right now, I think we're getting a little bit of the benefit of it. But down the road, there could be a swing back.
Talking with Sarah Dornland, she's a dairy economist with the Ceres Dairy Risk Management. So because of some of that uncertainty for dairy farmers, how do they position themselves to mitigate some of this risk? Yep, right now we got some of those higher prices. It's been volatile, especially on the Class 3 milk side. But how do we mitigate some of this risk? Because if the tariffs don't happen, like you just said, well, everybody bought ahead, now we don't need anything, that's going to be a problem.
Yeah, I mean, I would sit down and say, take a look at your margins. That's always a great place to start. I like using the dairy margin coverage, so DMC program, as a guide. It's certainly not perfect, but it gives us an idea of what margins look like. And right now, that's forecasting margins this year right around $10. So less than a year ago, but still, even though the milk prices appear to be a little bit less, so do the feed prices. So those are always things that if you see a margin that works for your farm, you should probably take a look at least covering something so that you're not exposed 100% to risk. As much as there's a potential for tariffs, we still have avian influenza and other things playing out, so things can move back and forth. It's just important to be aware of where your operation is and numbers that make sense for your business, and it's always a good idea to take a little bit of risk off the table when the opportunity presents itself.
Meanwhile, Sarah, you know, another thing that's kind of come into play over the last couple of years is dairy on beef. We're starting to see more of this. Dairy farmers going, hey, you know what, we got this very tight beef supply. Kind of want in on some of this action here. And Holstein steers never are as valuable as let's do a mix to bring in the Angus thing. Let's kind of do that and get in on this action. Have you been seeing that with some of your clients? And is that something that could potentially have issues for our dairy supply down the road?
Absolutely. I think one of the things that we have to be aware of is this is something that started in 2015. I would say just a few years ago, we're seeing, you know, the full impact of those programs at the farm levels. Look, farms went out and diversified. When dairy margins weren't good at that time, they had to look for alternate revenue sources. And dairy beef crosses was an excellent way of doing that. But now on the dairy side, you know, we're not necessarily always competing with the cheese plant down the street. You're competing with the beef processor. And when those bull cows are receiving $1,000 a head, that's a tough number to pass up as a dairy producer. So I think this is just our lot in life. I mean, if we look at what the beef price per pound, I think I looked at ground beef per pound. If you look at it on a per pound of protein basis, it's just eclipsed any of our dairy products since 2009 at retail. It's something where the supply remains tight, and as we continue to convert those animals over, you know, the knock-on effect is our supply will remain tight.
When you talk, I'm sure you've had clients come up going, "I've all those things, you know, these $1,000 bull calves, I want in on this." But before that dairy farm jumps in on this, they probably need to look at a few things first, because don't go headwaters in, because you might end up getting hurt.
Yeah, I think, like anything, any investment you're going to make, diversification is appropriate. And I think that's really what we're seeing is farms have diversified. I'm not 100% dairy. I'm not 100% beef. I have some flexibility between the two to react to what the market is doing. But understand, you know, these aren't chickens. They've got a long lead time. So when you make that decision, the decision sticks. Generally speaking, though, the demand for protein, beef, poultry, dairy, continues to grow. And that would say diversification in both of those categories is probably the most appropriate.
Talking with Sarah Dorlin with the Ceres Dairy Risk Management. She was at the AMPI annual meeting talking with dairy farmers about some of the dairy economy. And finally, Sarah, before we let you go, if dairy farmers have some questions, how can they reach out to you or someone from Ceres Dairy Risk Management?
We've got a website, ceresdrm.com. It's always a good way to go to reach out to us. That's probably the fastest way to get a hold of us at any given time.
Sarah Dorlin with Ceres Dairy Risk Management. And you're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
It'll feel more like spring this week in our ag weather forecast, as warm temperatures will be expected with a Pacific air mass moving in. Now, there'll be a few chances for some light rain or snow this week. The best chance looks like will be Tuesday night. We'll also have some strong winds as well with a passing low pressure system later on in the week. Increasing clouds throughout the day today, highs low 50s, west winds at 5 to 15, gusting to 30. Tonight, decreasing clouds, lows low 30s. Tomorrow, sunny, cooler, highs in the mid-40s. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain, highs mid-40s. Thursday, partly sunny, highs in the low 40s. Friday, partly sunny, highs in the mid-40s. Looking ahead for Saturday, mostly sunny, a bit cooler, highs low 30s. And for Sunday, mostly sunny, highs once again, low 40s.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Cattle sales have a variety of bulls up for auction. How do you decide which one is the best? Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Choose the one that fits your goals and operation as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
It's bull buying season. Cattle producers are studying criteria such as pedigree information, performance data, and pictures to decide where they want to make their investment. Animal scientist Scott Greiner at Virginia Tech University says you have to have a goal in mind for how that bull will be used in your breeding program, because he determines the genetics of your herd.
Asking ourselves, what are the breeding objectives of our herd? What traits are we trying to improve? Which of those are we trying to maintain or optimize? Or do we feel our herd is at the proper level of genetics? And so the ability to look at our herd and our marketing program and our management program and how those pieces of the pie fit together in terms of this new bull.
Bulls should be evaluated based on calving ease and birth weight EPDs, or expected progeny difference. The bull-to-cow ratio is about one mature bull for every 30 cows. He only has one job, to get those cows pregnant. So his reproductive abilities have to be proven and recorded.
Making sure that that bull has passed a breeding soundness exam and is fully guaranteed to be a breeder, is sound on his feet and legs, and has had a breeding soundness exam performed by a licensed veterinarian. And from there, we can look at his genetic merit.
That includes how good the bull is in terms of frame score, his visual appearance, and other genetic factors that will determine if he's right for the job. This information is usually provided if you go to a public auction. If you buy the bull directly from a farm, the breeder should have the details. You'll find more advice on buying a bull at Living the Country Life.